Dear members of the Program Advisory Committee of the GNED Directorate, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, we start the PACFO Nuclear Physics meeting. So let me inform you first the members which are present at this meeting. So there are, you see the list of the members of the PAC. Christian Beck, Sigur Hoffmann, Gunyun Kim, Alexei Korshinnikov, myself, Vladimir Ostashko, Claude Petitjean, Fabrice Piquemal, Adam Sobiczewski, Ivan Steckl, Emanuele Vardacci, Zeblon Vilkazi. And we have three members excused and they couldn't attend the meeting. And we have, of course, as usually, ex-officio members appointed by GNR. Vadim Biedniakov, Sergei Dimitriev, Mihai Itkis, Valery Svetsov, Nikolai Skobielev, Tatiana Strich, and Viktor Voronov. Welcome. Of course, I'm also happy to welcome all colleagues from different labs, distinguished scientists at this meeting. Now you see the tentative agenda of the PAC. It's very dense. We have a busy 1 day and a half. If you have any comments and additional remarks to this agenda, this is the last moment to tell this. If not, the agenda is approved. And we can start the session. And I would like to request Mikhail Itkis to proceed as chairman during my report.
Yes. Okay. The first speaker is Marek Levitovich, implementation of recommendation of previous program advisory committee meeting. 20 minutes.
So I will make a short report on the previous meeting, which we had in January 2017, 45th meeting of the PAC for Nuclear Physics. First of all, let me tell you that I was honored and happy to be appointed as the chairman of the PAC for Nuclear Physics by the through the resolution of the 121st session of the GNR Scientific Council. At the same time, I would like to express my warm thanks to Fabrice Piquemal for chairing the Nuclear Physics PAC meeting from June 2015 to January 2017. Thank you very much, Fabrice. So this is the program of the previous meeting, and you see here in the green the topics which were submitted to our evaluation and recommendations. I will go through the points one by one, telling what we produce as recommendations, and also in red you will see the corresponding parts formulated by the Scientific Council of GNR. So the first topic was related to support of young scientists at GNR. The PAC heard a report on the support of the young scientists of GNR presented by Vratislav Hudova. The PAC notes the importance of work for attracting and training young scientists at the Institute. The PAC strongly supports the policy of the GNR Directorate in this direction. And the recommendation, the PAC recommends that the GNR Directorate extend the training, the PhD program for all the member states and associated member states. The PAC also recommends that the postdoctoral fellowship program be implemented GNR in order to address the growth of the early career researchers. So this topic was also discussed by the Scientific Council with the following recommendation in connection to our recommendation. One of the reports at the meeting of the PAC for nuclear physics concerned the support for young scientists at GNR. The Scientific Council notes with interest the recommendation of the PAC that the GNR director should extend the training PhD program for all the member states and associated member states, and then the postdoctoral fellowship program should be implemented at GNR in order to address the growth of early career researchers. And the Scientific Council highly appreciates the efforts of the GNR Directorate to support young scientists and wishes to hear a report on this subject at a future session. So this topic was taken over by the Scientific Council and will be presented in the next session in September. The next topic is related to the physics of light mesons. So in accordance with the recommendations of the 120th Scientific Council session on the evaluation of further research on the physics of light mesons, the PAC had a report on the physics of light mesons presented by Anatoly Kulikov. The team includes three projects, COMET, GDH, and Space Charm, SPRING, and four activities, MACPAN, Triton, Muon, and PAINAC. Recommendations. The PAC recommends approval of the report on the team physics of light mesons and particularly appreciates the significant results obtained in the terminated project SPRING and the great success in the Triton experiment and in the MAG experiment. The PAC recommends extension of the team until the end of 2017 in order to complete all the studies and activities with this team. The PAC looks forward to hearing final reports on the results obtained in the MACPAN, PAINAC, and Triton experiments. The PAC recommends continuation of the mu e gamma research in the MAC2 experiment. The PAC recommends that the Gelepo Flab Directorate provides funding for the GDH and Space Charm project until the end of 2019 and present information about this at the next meeting of the PAC. The Scientific Council supports the recommendations of the PAC concerning this theme on physics of light mesons, in which significant results were obtained, as I just mentioned, until the end of 2017, in order to complete all the studies and activities and to hear final reports on the results obtained in the MACPAN, PAINAC, and Triton experiments. The Scientific Council takes note of the recommendation of the PAC to continue the mu e gamma search in the MAC2 project and to provide funding for the GDH and Space Charm project until the end of 2019. So on this session, as you have seen probably in the program, we'll hear final reports on the results obtained in the MACPAN, also MAC2, PAINAC, and Triton experiment. The third topic is related to the factory of super heavy elements. I like very much the name CHEF, which was indicated in the last documents. It sounds very nicely, also in French. This is a CHEF facility. The PAC heard with great interest the report of Sergei Dmitriev on the status of construction of the factory of superheavy elements. The PAC appreciates the progress of the installation of the DC-280 cyclotron and its major technological systems in accordance with the schedule. The accelerator commissioning will start in December 2017. Implementation of such a tight schedule will require maximum concentration of financial and human resources of the Fluorof lab. Recommendation: The PAC recommends that the floor of the lab directorate take all necessary measures to ensure that the launch of the super heavy element factory as scheduled, a more detailed presentation of the cyclotron, ion source, high power and detection system developments for the super heavy element factory should be done at the next PAC meeting, and indeed at this PAC we'll hear three reports on the cyclotron DC-280 ion source and high power target and detection system developments for the super heavy element factory, and we'll also visit the chef during this session. The next topic is related to 7-year plan for the development of the GNR for 2017-2023. The PAC took note of the report of Nikolai Rusakovich on the main directions of research planned at GNR in these years. In the field of nuclear physics, major objectives of the plan for the development of GNR in the next 7 years, 7-year period, 2017-2023, include construction and operation of the Xi factory, modernization of IRENE, promotion of international cooperation in experiments carried out by GNR, in particular Baikal, Shells, and Akulina 2, contributions to non-accelerator physics experiments. Recommendation: the 7-year plan for the development of the GNR in 2017-23, to the discussion of which the PAC for nuclear physics had contributed together with other PACs, was approved at the recent session of the Committee of Plenipotentiaries in November 2016. The PAC wishes the directorate and staff of GNR success in the implementation of this ambitious plan. In the follow-up of this plan, it will be useful to present an evolution of the budget and human resources, scientists and technical staff, as well as an updated schedule for nuclear physics projects and activities at the future meetings of our PAC. Now, the Scientific Council highly appreciates the results of the implementation of the 7-year plan for the development of GNR in the previous plan, 2010-2016, and the plans of activities for 2017-23 in the field of particle physics and high energy heavy ion physics, and also nuclear physics, of course. The Scientific Council wishes the directorate and staff of GNR success in realization of these ambitious plans aimed at construction unique basic facilities, NICA, super heavy element factory, Baikal GVD, upgrading the existing facilities of GNR, integrating them into European and global research infrastructures, and at accomplishing an extensive program of fundamental and applied research in the various fields of modern physics based on broad international cooperation. We had also the poster session. The PAC appreciates the high quality of presentations of new results and proposals by young scientists in the field of nuclear physics research. You see some photos from this animated discussion, also short, but very much animated discussion during the poster session. And the PAC recommended the poster, Fusion Reactions with Light Neutron-Rich Nuclei, Pathway to Synthesis New Heavy Nuclei, for presentation by Vladimir Shkov at the session of the Scientific Council in February 2017. The Scientific Council appreciates reports by young scientists which were selected by the PACs for presentations at the 121st session. So there were several reports, among them, of course, the report recommended by the PAC, and the Scientific Council thanks the respective speakers for the presentations. And the Scientific Council welcomes similar reports in the future, so we have to continue also to recommend the best posters for the presentations at the next meetings. So I know that I was fast, but the program is so dense that I would like to leave a little bit of room for the discussion for the following topics. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Some questions or comments? If not, thank you again.
Я иду, иду. Марина, доставка.
So, good morning to everybody. Let me start. Не в ту сторону. Okay. So, I present some information on the resolution of last Scientific Council of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research session, which took place in February of this year, and on the decision of our Committee of Plenipotentiaries in March of this year. 121 session of the Scientific Council took place 23-24 February. It was chaired by our director Viktor Matveev, and co-chaired by Professor Mikhail Valigursky from Krakow, Poland. The agenda of this session, the report of Viktor Matveev, result of implementation of 7-year plan for development of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research for 2010-2016 and planned for 2017 and 2023, presented by Richard Lednitsky and by me. Recommendation of Program Advisory Committees, presented by chairperson of Program Advisory Committee, Itzhak Tseruya, Marek Levitovich, and Oleg Belov. Membership of Program Advisory Committee, presented by me, report by young scientists and recommended by Program Advisory Committees, Sidorov, Gridin, Rachkov, Bayarchmig. Proposed amendments to the regulation of Joint Institute Nuclear Research Program Advisory Committees, presented by Nikolai Rusakovich, scientific report, status of FAIR project at the end of 2016 and prospects for the FAIR NICA cooperation presented by Deputy Director Boris Sharkov. Election of the Director of Bogoliubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics and announcement of vacancies of position in the Directorate of our laboratories, awards and prizes. Scientific Council took note the comprehensive report presented by Viktor Matveev, which concerns the decisions taken in the session of Committee of Plenipotentiaries in November 2016, the scientific results produced in 2016, and the major event in activities of Joint Institute and its international cooperation. The Scientific Council appreciates the approval by Committee of Plenipotentiaries of the 7-year plan for development of our institute for 2017-2023, which will determine the strategy of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research in the coming period and which will be updated on the early basis with the actual financial situation taken into account. The Scientific Council was pleased to note the establishment of supervisory board of the NICA project, which is an important step taken after the recent signing of the agreement between the government of Russian Federation and Joint Institute on the construction and exploitation of the NICA complex of superconducting rings for heavy ion colliding beams. The Scientific Council congratulated the Directorate for the successful realization of the idea of All Russia Open lesson of the NICA project on the 8th February and suggested its wider distribution. Scientific Council recognized the significant progress in implementation of the priority project within our scientific program and the high-quality organizational work being done by our directorate. The Scientific Council highly congratulated the Institute for approval by UPAC of the names of new super heavy elements, moscovium, tennessine, and agonison, synthesized at the Florov laboratory of nuclear reaction. The Scientific Council supported the development of long-range strategy for Joint Institute Nuclear Research beyond the approved 7-year plan, at least up to the year 2030. The Scientific Council highly appreciates the result of implementation of 7-year plan for the development year in previous 7 year and the plan for activities for next 7 year in the field of particle physics and high energy heavy ion physics and information technology presented by Vice Director Richard Lednitsky and in the field of low and intermediate energy nuclear physics with neutrons, and condensed matter physics presented by me. The Scientific Council, with the Directorate and staff of Joint Institute, success in realization of the ambitious plans aims at construction unique basic facilities, NICA Super Heavy Element Factory, Baikal GVD, upgrading the existing facilities of GEM, integrating them into European and global research infrastructure, and at the completion extensive program of the fundamental and applied research in the various fields of modern physics based on broad international cooperation. I must to remind you that we have some special agreement with the ES3, with NUPEC, and also with the INSAR European organization concerning the mutual agreement about using the facility which exists in Europe in Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. Scientific Council concurred with the recommendation of issue of particle physics, nuclear physics, and condensed matter physics taken by PAX at the session of in January 2017, as reported by Professor Tseruya, Professor Marek Levitovich, and Oleg Belov for condensed matter. The Scientific Council proposed that the Directorate of Institute should take into account this recommendation in preparing of topical plan of research and international cooperation for next year, 2018. Concerning membership of program advisory committees, as proposed by our Directorate, Scientific Council appointed the Professor Marek Levitovich from GANIL, France, as chairperson for program advisory committee for nuclear physics for a term of 3 years. The Scientific Council also appointed by Hall Witten from Sweden, ESC Lund Sweden, as a new member of Program Advisory Committee for Condensed Matter Physics for a term of 3 years. The Scientific Council thanks the outgoing member Chikuchi from Geneva for his successful work as a member of Program Advisory Committee for Particle Physics. The Scientific Council appreciates the following report by young scientists which were selected by Program Advisory Committees for presentation at this session: multimedia educational resources, harmonium-like states at COMPAS, fusion reaction with light neutron-rich nuclei, a pathway to synthesis of new heavy nuclei, simulation of radiation damage to different neutron structure with GIANT-4, TPC, MPD-NICA, redoubt electronics. The scientific report by young scientists. Scientific Council thanked the respective speakers Sidorov, Gridin, Rachkov, Bayarchimai, and welcome similar report in the future. The Scientific Council highly appreciates the report status of FAIR project at the end of 2016 and prospect for cooperation between FAIR and Joint Institute, and thank the Joint Institute Deputy Director Boris Sharkov for his informative presentation. Based on this reported FAIR time schedule, the Scientific Council emphasized the need for timely and successful completion of the NICA project with broad international cooperation. This will enable complementary among the projects. Regulation of program advisory committees. The Scientific Council took note that amendments to the regulation for our program advisory committees proposed for consideration by Chief Scientific Secretary Nikolai Rusakovich. Updated version of the regulation provides the extended description of function of program advisory committees, enabling the program advisory committees to establish their operating procedure and develop specific methods of the evaluation of projects. The revised regulation also encourages the program advisory committees to appoint one or two of its members to perform continuous monitoring of specific projects, allows the program advisory committee members to carry out the evaluation of projects by means of electronic communication, and includes a number of minor corrections suggested by Directorate of our Institute and Program Advisory Committees. The Scientific Council approves the amended text of this document. The Scientific Council congratulated Professor Friedrich Didek from Austria on the award of Diploma Honorary Doctor of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research in recognition of his outstanding contribution to the advancement of science and the education of young scientists. Scientific Council congratulated Professor Julian Budagov, Joint Institute for Nuclear Research, on the award of the Julepov Prize for the development and construction of unique laser metrology system for measuring angular oscillation of the Earth's surface. The Scientific Council approved the jury's recommendation on the award of the Pantikorva Prize to a group of authors, including Professor Vifang Wong from Beijing, China, Professor Subong Kim from Seoul National University, South Korea, and Professor Kochira Nishigawa from Keck, Japan, for their outstanding contribution to the study of neutrino oscillation phenomena and to the measurement of the TET-31 mixing angle in the Dia Bay, Renault, and TET-2K experiments. The Scientific Council approved the jury recommendation on the award of Gene Annual Prizes for best papers in the field of scientific research, instruments and methods, and applied research. The election of director of Bogolyubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics took place at this session. Since none of the candidates obtained the required majority of votes, Scientific Council announced a new election for this position to be held at the next session in September 2017. Scientific Council announced the vacancies of position of the director of Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics, the director of Laboratory of Information Technology. The election for this position will take place at the 123 session of the Scientific Council in February 2018. And now I come to session of Plenipotentiary Committee, regular session of Committee of Plenipotentiary of the Government of our Member States was held at the end of March. It was chaired by the Plenipotentiary of the Republic of Bulgaria, Professor Lurtizar Kostov. The agenda of this meeting, result of our activities in 2016, recommendation of 121 session of our Scientific Council, presented by Matveev, execution of our budget in 2016, presented by Sergei Dotsenko, implementation on 7-year plan for development of our institute in previous 7 years, presented by Nikolai Rusakovich, results of meeting of our finance committee, which took place before plenipotentiary committee meeting, presented by Arsen Kvedelidze, proposal of finance committee for selection of company for auditing the financial activities of our institute for year 2016, presented also by Arsen Kvedelidze, endorsement of appointment of vice directors, chief scientific secretary, and chief engineer of our institute, presented by Matveev, by election to the membership of Scientific Council, presented by Nikolai Rusakovich, and scientific report, new arrivals from the stability island of super heavy element, presented by Professor Yuri Aganisyan. The Committee of Plenipotentiary took note the recommendation of the last session of our scientific council, as well as the information presented by our director on the implementation of a plan for research and international cooperation in 2016 and about our plans for activities in 2017. The Committee of Learning Potentiary recognizes significant progress in implementing the priority project of our scientific program. In particular, the progress in the civil construction work of the NICA Collider building, the successful commission of the linear accelerator of Hevia and Hilak, the official start of the assembly and testing line for superconducting magnets, the active effort towards the preparation of the technical design reports and mass production of MPD detector elements. The approval of UPAC of the names of new super heavy element, Moscovium, Tennessine, and Agonison synthesized at Flora Laboratory of Nuclear Reaction. The good progress of the installation of DC-280 cyclotron with the major technological system in the building and the construction of the factory of super heavy element. The high quality scientific result obtained in the spectrometers of the IBR2 research facility and the progress of implementation of user program at the Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics and its further development. The new result achieved in the field of information technology and the achievement in the development of our educational program. Committee of Learning Potentiary expressed concern about the tendency in recent years toward annual reduction of level actual revenues of the our budget, which jeopardizes the implementation of the Institute scientific program. It appeared to the planning potentials of the member states to take measures for the timely payment of contribution in full as prescribed by our charter and the financial protocol of our institute. The Committee of Learning Potentiary took note the information about the major scientific results obtained in implementing the 7-year plan for development of our institute in previous 7 years and about its financial support. The Committee of Learning Potentiary, recognized the objectives of the 7-year plan in the area of major facilities had been achieved by institute, in particular the stable operation of modernized IBR2 reactor and the increased number of spectrometers now available for experiments at this facility. The ongoing construction of the factory of super heavy elements, which expectation to put into operation in 2017. The recent signature of important contracts which provide timely realization of NICA project. The commission of Dubna cluster of the Baikal GVD facility. The startup of the CMS Tier 1 center. The Committee of Learning Potentiary notes the balanced execution of the budget in 2016 in condition of incomplete and unstable receipt of budget revenues. The Committee of Learning Potentiary resolved to continue improving the procurement activities of our institute, which should facilitate efficient work and timely fulfillment of obligation for the implementation of the projects. The Committee of Learning Potentiary discussed the situation with industrial return to member states in 2016. It commissioned the General Directorate to continue work towards the securing the right of the industrial return for each member state in the amount of at least 20% of its contribution on the basis of our competitive procedures. The Committee of Learning Potentiary approved protocol of meeting of the Financial Committee, which took place at the end of March of this year. The Committee of Learning Potentiary appealed to Learning Potentiary of government of the our member states, which have debts in the payment of contribution to the our budget, to take urgent measures for the repayment in the future to ensure the timely delivery of contribution. The Committee of Plenipotentiary suspended beginning in 2017 the increase of areas of Ukraine in the payment of its contribution to the our budget due to force major and deficit the consideration of issue of Ukraine's areas in the payment of its contribution to the budget to the session of Committee of Plenipotentiaries in March 2018. The Committee of Plenipotentiaries asked the Plenipotentiary Chairman to address the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine with request to ensure the participation of Ukraine's official representative in the meeting of Financial Committee and the Committee of Plenipotentiaries. The Committee of Plenipotentiaries set up a working group of representatives of several member states of GIN and of the GIN Directorate to develop proposal for readmission of Ukraine areas in the payment of its contribution to our budget. I must to stress that starting 12 July up to 14 July, special representative of Poland, Czech Republic, Georgia, Joint Institute will have a negotiation in Ukraine with the Ministry of Science and Education and Department of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine. As proposed by Financial Committee, the Committee of Plenipotentiary approved the company Korsakov and Partners from Moscow as general auditor and authorized it to conduct audit of the Institute financial activities for the year 2016. This work was started. The Committee of Plenipotentiary approved protocol of meeting of the Financial Committee. The Committee of Plenipotentiary appealed to the Plenipotentiaries of government of the GIN member states which have debts in payment of contribution to our budget. Appointed of member of our directorate. The, based on the result of a secret ballot, the Committee of Plenipotentiary endorsed the appointment of Alexander Sorin as Chief Scientific Secretary of our Institute and Boris Gekal as Chief Engineer of our Institute until the completion of the term office of Director of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. Based on the result of open vote, the Committee of Plenipotentiary postponed the appointment of new candidate for position of three vice director until session of Committee of Plenipotentiary in March 2018. Allowed the GIN directorate to extend the term of the vice director Lednitsky until 31 March of next year to grant the right to extend the powers of signed temporary duties of our vice directors, including to other person until the official approval by Committee of Plenipotentiaries. In accordance with the charter of our institute, the Committee of Plenipotentiary allows our director to introduce the position of fourth vice director of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. The Committee of Plenipotentiary commissioned the director to send the material on this position to the plenipotentiaries of the member states, substanding the goals, tasks, duties, and requirements for the candidates for the subsequent endorsement of the appointment as vice director of one of the candidates nominated by the member states at the session of Committee of Plenipotentiaries in March 2018. The Committee of Plenipotentiary thanked the GIN's Chief Scientific Secretary Nikolai Rusakovich and Chief Engineer Grigory Sherkov for many years of their successful work as member of Joint Institute for Nuclear Research Directorate for their contribution to the result achieved by the Institute and to the development of international scientific cooperation. The Committee of Plenipotentiary elected Professor Yang Gan from Institute of Plasma Physics from China Academy of Science as new member of our Scientific Council. The Committee of Plenipotentiary highly appreciates the report New Arrival from Stability Island of Superheavy Elements presented by Yuri Aganisyan, scientific leader of the Florov Laboratory of Nuclear Reaction. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much for this extensive report. Are there any questions or comments related? I I have two. One is related to this new regulation for the PACs. So this was approved, what I understood, by Sandy Council. I think this we should discuss at our close meeting how to implement this new regulations on the for
tomorrow
our PAC.
Morning.
Yeah. So this is just for the committee members. And the question is, you discussed these financial issues, which were serious. Is there any impact on the nuclear physics topics and projects already in this year, or this is for the next years? Should we know about any difficulties discussing individual projects?
The financial situation in this year better than at last year, and I hope that the budget was fulfilled of Joint Institute. It means that the problem of our laboratories, all laboratories, will have possibility to perform all plans concerning the project and scientific teams and so on. I hope.
I don't see any other questions. Thank you very much again. And now we'll go to the topic number four, status of the factory of super heavy elements, or CHEF. And the first talk is related to the cyclotron DC-280 and will be given by Igor Karagin.
Good morning. I would like to present status of the DC-280 cyclotron for the factory of super heavy elements, which are being created in the frame of a 7 years plan at the Plurov Laboratory of Nuclear Reactions. I am Igor Kalagin, the head of accelerators department of the laboratory. Here you can see the sketch of the cyclotron. The main goals of creation of the factory are synthesis of super heavy elements and studying of their properties, search for new reactions for super heavy element synthesis, study of chemical properties of the M element. Because of extremely low cross sections of reactions, the experiments require high intensity of primary beams to receive better statistics. The factory will be based on the new DC-280 cyclotron, which able to produce high intensities of ion beams. The cyclotron is being created in the new experimental building of our laboratory. You can see a plan of laboratory, and here our two old buildings with big cyclotrons U400M and U400. And here is the new experimental building with holes for the new cyclotron and for experimental setups. To satisfy the goals, the cyclotron must have the following ion beam parameters. Ion energies from 4 to 8 MeV per nucleon for ions from boron to uranium. Intensities of beams have to be 10 particle microamps or more for atomic masses about 50. Beam emittance has to be less than 30 pi millimeter milliradian, and efficiency of beam transfer is more than 50%. the basic principles of the cyclotron design are the following: high injection energy of ions, more than 50 kV per single charge, low magnetic field in the cyclotron, lower than 1.5 Tesla, high accelerating voltage, more than 100 kilovolts, and beam extraction by electrostatic deflector together with the flat top system. The expected results are decreasing of ion beam emittance, effective transportation of ions through injection, better efficiency of capture into acceleration, larger beam starting radius, lower power of main magnet, higher turn separation in the cyclotron, lower vacuum losses of ions, and effective extraction efficiency, effective ion extraction, and better beam quality. Here you can see actual configuration of the cyclotron. You can see the main magnet of the cyclotron with main coils. Above the magnet, we installed the first high voltage platform with maximal voltage of 60 kilovolts. On the platform, we will arrange SR source and separating magnet. The SR source will be the source with low power consumption and maximal extraction voltage up to 20 kilovolts. The aim is to have a lower power consumption of the platform on the level about 50 kilowatts. After the platform, we will use accelerating tube and electrostatic deflector to bend the beam into the cyclotron center. The cyclotron will have two main RF resonators with these and two flat top resonators with these. Beam extraction will be through one of these. After creating the first platform, we will create the second platform with taking into account all mistakes and peculiarities of the first one. The platform will be equipped by superconducting SR source. Here are the main parameters. We will use ion source of SR type with permanent magnet structure with operating frequency of 14 GHz for the first platform, and we are developing superconducting SR source for the second platform. Injection energy will be up to 80 kV per single charge. Atomic mass to charge ratio is from 4 to 7.5 for mentioned energies. Magnetic field level from 0.6 to 1.35 Tesla. Energetic factor of the cyclotron is 280. We will use D voltage up to 130 kilovolts at a power consumption of 30 kilowatts for each resonator. And flat top system will have voltage 13 kilovolts at power consumption of 2 kilowatts for each resonator. Expected parameters of ion beams are the following. We plan to have a calcium 48 intensity up to 10 particle microamps and more. And for other elements, intensity will depends on intensity after SR ion source. Efficiency of acceleration will be 50%. We will use the first high voltage platform for main part of the elements, and after creation of the second platform, we will accelerate bismuth and uranium ions with corresponding intensities. The main systems of the cyclotrons are the following: magnetic system, RF system, beam injection and instruction system, beam transport system, diagnostic system, vacuum, water cooling, and control systems. Magnetic system based on the main magnet. The DC-280 is a Hronov cyclotron with four pairs of focusing sectors. The pole diameter is 4 meters. The magnet weight is 1,100 tons. Maximum magnet power is 300 kilowatts. The cyclotron has high Hill gap. It's 280 millimeters. The magnet was made in Ukraine, in Kramatorsk, in 2014, and we started assembling of the magnet in 2016 and finished in February of this year. Main coils were made in Romania. Magnet has trimming coils to correct magnetic field. We use 11 radial trimming coils and 8 azimuthal pairs of azimuthal trimming coils. The trimming radial trimming coils made in Slovakia. You can see the block of the coils, block already installed in the magnet. And here are the blocks of azimuthal trimming coils made in Bryansk in Russia. Vacuum chamber for the cyclotron made in Ukraine. In 2016, we carried out vacuum tests of the chamber, and we expect to have working vacuum of 10 to minus 7 millibars. And we will install the chamber into the cyclotron after finishing magnetic measurements. We prepared equipment for magnetic measurements, developed and created magnetometers for the purposes, and the magnetometer has 14 hole probes and able to rotate around the cyclotron center with using pneumatic motors. In the result, we will receive the map of magnetic field in the cyclotron median plate, and will correct all harmonics of magnetic field with using shimming. Additional shimming of magnetic structure. The actual period of magnetic field measurements from June to August. The period shifted, and the delay was because of we need to receive permission from federal supervisory authorities on connection the magnet to the power supply. RF system of the cyclotron consists of two Ds, two main Ds, with resonators, and two flat-top Ds with resonators. The operating frequency for the main Ds is from 7.32 to 10.38 MHz, and for flat-top system frequency is in three times higher. The RF generators for the system made in USA and supplied to us. Main Ds made in Slovakia, RF resonators made in Tambov in Russia, and details of resonators made in some details made in St. Petersburg, other in Tambov. Beam injection system consists, as was shown, consists of high voltage platform, and we will use accelerating tube. After the platform, tube was made in USA and supplied to us. The bender spherical electrostatic deflector made in Czech Republic, After the deflector, we will use a polyharmonic buncher and focusing solenoids in the vertical part of the injection line. And we will use a spiral inflector in the cyclotron center to bend the beam into the median plate. The working vacuum in the injection is 5 times 10 to minus 7 bar. All vacuum volumes made in Czech Republic. Here you can see the today condition of the injection. We installed a special base platform above the magnet and assembled the high voltage platform number 1 on the base platform in May. Also, we installed internal focusing solenoids into the cyclotron center in this position. And now the system are ready to assembling ISRSOs together with vacuum volumes, and we are waiting for finishing of magnetic measurements. ISRSOs was made in our laboratory together with a group from Moscow. It is the source has permanent magnet structure, magnetic structure. And I think Sergei Bogomolov will tell you about the source in more details. I only want to say that we also have experience on creation of superconducting SR sources with operating frequency 18 GHz, and the experience will be used for design development of the new source for the second platform. Beam extraction system consists of electrostatic deflector and focusing magnetic channel. We will use extraction radius of 1.79 meters. Here is a simulation of exciting beam. Electrostatic deflector has a length of 1.30 meters with potential on the electrode of up to 80 kilovolts. And the gap between electrode and septum is 9 millimeters. The length of magnetic channel is 0.9 meters, and the gradient of the channel is from 4.6 to 8.4 Tesla per meter. The magnetic channel has been produced in Bulgaria, in the Institute of Nuclear Research and Nuclear Energy of Bulgaria Academy of Science. And the deflector will be created in the same institute. Here you can see a beam transfer system. We will use 5 beam lines. And only one bending magnet with maximal angles plus minus 50 degrees. The line will be equipped by focusing quadrupoles, and the maximal beam power will be over 2.5 kilowatts. Therefore, we have to call all elements of the system, of the transport line, and make some decision to prevent damaging of beam lines by the power beam. The vacuum volumes of the channels made in Czech Republic, in Vacuum Praga. Beam diagnostic made in Bulgaria. Working vacuum in the channels will be 10 to minus 7 millibar. You can see the switching magnet. The magnet was made in Ukraine together with a vacuum chamber. Here you can see a triplet of quadrupole lenses made in Romania for us, and here duplet of the lenses together with the magnet assembled in the cyclotron hall. Here, water cooling system, the system developed in our laboratory, equipment supplied from Russia, Italy, and Germany, and we launched the system already. Here is a control system, the system based on laboratory developments and LabVIEW operating system. Here is a plan of the first floor of the factory. We will have about 1,000 square meters of for experimental setups. And the actual schedule of creation and launching the DC-280 cyclotron. The first item is construction of building. Our contractors promised us to finish the building in May, but now the date postponed to September. Nevertheless, we plan to assemble all the equipment to December of the year and start to tuning systems. We plan to launch the cyclotron in the next year and receive the first beam to April. Creation of a super heavy element factory requires increasing the staff of our laboratory. In the, this year, we need about 12 members, new members of our laboratory, and the general directorate granted to our laboratory additional wages fund for it. Here you can see the building today, of a building of super element factory, and thanks for your attention.
Thank you very much for the report, which is open now for questions and remarks. Sigurd, please.
No. There's an experimental detail, but which seems to be very important, which I have not seen in your report. And this is a fast chopper system of the beam. It's very useful for experiments to switch off the beam, for instance, to measure decay chains, but also to measure short-living isomers, for instance. And it also can be used to chop the beam for the beam diagnostics. This would be a second question, if you can say a word about the beam diagnostics at beam intensities of 10 to 14 particles per second.
Okay, that's a very good question. Thank you. Because of the lack of time, I missed the details. We will have a special chopper system in this place on the high voltage platform. The chopper will be operated or by physicist or in a fixed frequency. It will be possible to use it for experiments. And for concerning to beam diagnostics, for high voltage platform, it is simple enough. We will have Faraday cups together with luminophores and TV chambers. TV cameras. For internal part, we will use current probes, and when the current probes will measure the beam, we will use chopper to decrease intensity into 10 times approximately. Then here we will have Faraday cups together with a transparent profilometer on the made on the method of ionization of the rest gas by the beam. We have a special design of Faraday cups. Now we have results of testing the Faraday cups in Czech Republic misusing power electron gun, and we are sure that we can use it up to 3 kilowatts. But we don't want to use it in the extremal regions, and we will use chopper 2 during measurements. Also, we will have special aperture diaphragms. It will be segmented diaphragms to observe position of beam, peripheral position. And that's all for this time.
Let me ask the question on the injection and extraction efficiencies. What was shown in the document and also on the slide, the 50% for some beams at least expected, it's quite ambitious. Is it based on something what was achieved already and here and there? It's very high number, 50% from the ion source up to the target of the separator, for example.
Really, we understand that this is high, but for the aims we use high voltage platform. With increasing of voltage of extraction and after acceleration of the beam, we will have effect of decreasing the beam emittance. We will have low vacuum losses. The factor of beta lambda for beam will be higher, and we expect better buncher efficiency. We will use a polyharmonic buncher with 3 harmonics. It will be something looks like not linear, but close to this. We expect that efficiency of capture into acceleration will be more than 60% here. I hope that will be 70%, but we will see. And then we will use extraction together with flat top system. That will give us better extraction efficiency from the cyclotron. And if we try to multiply coefficients, it's possible to receive value more than or close to 50%.
For comparison, what's the current injection efficiency at the cyclotrons
today?
Flare-off today, yeah.
Today we have maximal efficiency of about 35% at injection voltage
without
15 kilovolts. We have injection energy 15 kilovolts per single charge. Yes, and here we will have up to 80. And the emittance depends on energy as square root of energy, approximately.
The following question. So let's assume that, of course, this design efficiency will be achieved, so about 50%. Still, there is the 50% of loss of the beam somewhere in the cyclotron, the usual. Potentially, it can be also at the extraction. Is there any protection system which would, stop something like 1 kilowatt or close to 1 kilowatt, 0.5 kilowatt of the beam on the extraction, it's not a trivial thing. We had this problem also at Genil sometimes. So is there any protection system measuring, for example, the differential intensity between the injection and the extraction and trying to look where are the losses and how to optimize the losses.
We will use aperture diaphragms for the purposes. We'll control the intensity by using transparent detectors on the rest gas. And in the case of extremal powers of declining of the beam, we can use a chopper to decrease the intensity in 10 times or more. And I hope we will move through the problems with adjusting very low currents at first, understanding problems of the transportation and beam features. And then we will increase the intensity up to maximum values.
Will the flat top cavity allow you to have a kind of separated orbits at extraction?
Sorry, separation?
Or is the beam just homogeneous, peeled off at extraction by your electrostatic extraction? Or does flat top allow you to have a structure so that which would increase the extraction efficiency, of course?
Yes. The flat top will increase the region of phases that will be captured from approximately 30 degrees to 40 degrees. Capture efficiency will be better. Then we will have smaller energy dispersion before deflector, and I hope efficiency of extraction will be better, and the quality of the beam will be better. And, okay?
Yeah, maybe in different words, is it a single turn or multi-turn extraction?
We will use a single.
Single turn?
We try. Calculation gives us results that it's possible to have single turn because we have a very high voltage on this. We have a turn separation from 7 to 15 millimeters. And the gap between septum and electrode is 9 millimeters. It's possible to use a single turn. So.
Can you say the last question, except if there are any other questions of the committee members? On the diagnostics system, what are the major components? You mentioned, of course, the beam probes in the cyclotron. What are the other components of the diagnostic system which will be used also in the beam lines?
In the cyclotron, we will use a central probe like a flag, rotated something like a Faraday cup, but rotatable plate. And here, before between deflector and magnetic channel, we will use a special profilomer with six water cooled plates to observe radial moving of the beam after the deflector, before the magnetic channel. In the magnetic channel, we have a special current collector, water-cooled current collector. The collector was tested in Czech Republic too, and it's possible, it's able to accept up to 3 kilowatts of beam power. And in the injection line, we use, as a rule, diagnostic methods by measuring currents from the plate of inflector in the cyclotron center to adjust the beam line before acceleration. Maybe we will use much more diagnostics. Now we have contact with our colleagues from France. We try to create emittance measurement, the device for measurement of the beam emittance on the beam line, injection beam line. But it will be in the picture.
Thank you very much. If there are no other questions, we went successfully to the coffee break. Thank you very much.